Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series Suggestions for Reading and Studying the Bible Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org Subject of this audio Knowing About God or Knowing God Chapter 1 Teaching or Education in the Growth of Knowing God and the Christian Life The subject presented in this material is a part that integrates the series of suggestions for reading and studying the Bible, which has, in each of its themes, the purpose of offering very significant and cooperative subjects to enrich the ways of approaching the Bible and the Christian life. Regarding this series, we would like to highlight here also the theme The Letter or Life, because if the reader has not already done so, we believe that to know it together with the present subject may also be of great help. Moreover, still mentioning the theme The Letter or Life briefly, we remember that in it were evidenced some words of the Scriptures that instruct people to seek the Lord Jesus Christ directly and to establish a personal relationship with Him. And this, so that they may know and experience the eternal life or the newness of life that is offered to them by the Heavenly Father in Christ. When, however, a subject also encompasses cooperation for the aim or purpose of knowing something or someone, it is also vital to come to know the main points that allow the referred process of knowledge to be indeed performed. Thus, aiming at an initial or introductory approach to some of the leading points on the topic of how to know the Lord and the newness of life that is offered in Him, we would like to move on to another topic widely presented in the Scriptures and that is highly correlated with the goal of knowing something or someone, which, in turn, also occupies a large part of the time of life of most people, namely, the teaching or the education. Teaching or education is strongly related to the processes of knowing someone, for through it, people expose to others what they know or understand, but they also expose to others what they are and how they deal with various aspects of life, doing God also so to manifest Himself to people or to let Himself be known through what He instructs or teaches them. Many governments, repeatedly in their speeches, also like to emphasize the necessity that teaching or education should be widely available to their citizens for the development of relationships among them, even presenting this aspect as one of the mainstays of citizenship and society. Nevertheless, we understand that it should also be highlighted here that teaching or education is not limited only to what the rulers describe or establish as being formal education. The so-called formal education encompasses only part of teaching or education, since teaching and learning always are present in people's lives. When parents, for instance, teach children to eat, walk, or behave in one way or another, education, teaching, and demonstration of what parents think and how is their character are also broadly in operation. Similarly, when parents, employers, or professional colleagues teach others to learn to perform their professional functions, teaching, education, and even a partial manifestation of who or how are the educators are also present and in action. Teaching or education, in a sense, encompasses a set of actions and information through which the passing on of what an individual knows or thinks is performed, but also much of what one is, regardless of whether what is taught is done by formal or informal ways. That is why teaching or education is so present among humanity and also in God's proposition for people to relate to Him in order to know Him. Regarding this point, however, it is crucial to discern that not every proposition of teaching or education in the world is beneficial to those to whom its actions and content are presented, just as it may also occur in people's relationship with the Scriptures, as explained in the previous subject The Letter or Life. Just as it is important to discern that the Scriptures point to the newness of life that is available to people in Christ Jesus, but which is not in the Scriptures themselves, so also the mere act of teaching or educating, or expose oneself to teaching and education, does not necessarily represent, by itself, a benefit or a real connection with the source of the newness of life that is granted from the heavenly kingdom. It is not only the act of teaching or educating that is important, but also who participates in the act, as well as what is presented or granted through it. The simple interaction or coexistence with other individuals may already be an environment of teaching or education, which, however, may be inclined more to negative or positive aspects, for good or evil, or to constructive or destructive values, as exemplified below. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived, evil company corrupts good habits. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. The act of teaching or educating is like a tool, and it is like the handling of an instrument, which may be used for what is appropriate or what is not appropriate. Therefore, when a person hears that the Eternal Lord, also through teaching, wants to manifest himself to him or her, it is equally vital to understand and discern to what kind of teaching the reference is made. Considering that the Lord calls people to relate to him in order to know him, and that it is also through his teachings that the Lord manifests himself to those who accept his invitation, it is the Lord's will that people seek to know him also through teachings that he grants directly to those who seek him. Just as the scriptures may serve as letter that kills, when they are viewed from the wrong or erroneous point of view, so it may also occur with the teaching that a person aims to receive, or to which one is exposed, if it is viewed under an inappropriate perspective or if the very context and content of teaching are inadequate. Just as the scriptures point to the fact that the newness of life from the heavenly kingdom is found in Christ and not in the scriptures themselves, so also do the scriptures point to the fact that people should expect to be taught by the Eternal Lord to know indeed him and the life that is in him. Although the scriptures present many useful contents for education, it is primarily by a personal and direct relationship with the Eternal Lord that people can find the fundamental instruction so that other aspects or teachings also cooperate for the good of their present and, especially, eternal life. Although the scriptures point to teachings that God has given through his written word, it is also presented in the same scriptures that it is by the relationship with the Spirit of the Lord that a person receives the understanding of the Lord's instructions to know how to live and walk on the path of eternal life or God's will. In many situations in the world, education itself is mentioned as the ultimate solution to the problems of humanity. However, when the context of teaching from God is taken into account, the solution through education cannot be dissociated from a personal relationship of the people with the Lord and with the instructions that the Spirit of the Lord himself awakes and makes alive in those who receive his teaching. In the present subject, therefore, we aim to expose some principles presented in the scriptures themselves that are in them to cooperate with people so that they seek, first or foremost, the education or teaching that God offers directly to each one of them. And this, so that they may be strengthened in the Lord to discern also the other instructions, educations, or teachings that are beneficial to them and worthy of being followed.